The pianist Long Long has a message for aspiring musicians. Even after you have learned all the notes of a tune, there are many ways to play them. He demonstrated in our studios by leaning inside our grand piano, reaching under the propped up lid.
Today, let me look more into the strings. Right?
You just pluck the strings like a guitar.
And then tomorrow, let's focus more on the hammer.
That pounds the string.
Yeah, and then let's focus more on the keys the day after.
He did this while explaining why he is returning to compositions he played as a child. Long Long is a concert pianist for whom almost no composition seems too difficult. Yet his latest album, Piano Book, features much simpler classics, tunes many adults recall trying to play in piano lessons, and that Long Long played growing up in China. He had time to rethink the music of his youth after an injury forced him to lay off the piano for months. Music triggers memories. And when the 36-year-old sat at our piano, the music triggered his.
I still remember my first teacher, Professor Zhu, told me, you know, now you learn those pieces, but every 20 years, you got to come back and to rediscover what can you do with it. And I was like, that's crazy. Come on, I already know. I mean, I know those pieces by heart. I know how to play this piece. Why should I play, you know, 30 years back? And now I realize, oh my goodness, I mean, I have to, because those pieces was kind of my best friends, and I need to know them better.
This piece by Mozart takes Long Long back to his first ever piano recital. He started early. The recital in China came when he was 5.
And this recital made me wanting to becoming a musician. I thought it was such a beautiful feeling of performing on stage.
When you were in that recital at age 5, was that competitive in some way?
Yeah, and I was a little bit nervous. But you know, in the end, it was good. And then I actually won. So that helps a bit.
Out of how many people competing?
Do you recall? Hundred.
A few hundred?
A few hundred, yeah.
There is a composition on this recording for Elise.
Yes.
Which a lot of Americans will know.
Right.
And is this one of the compositions you played when you were a kid?
Yes. I mean, this piece, I mean, not only me played, I think every piano student started with this piece.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, this piece is not just a ringtone, you know. This piece is a real beautiful, masterful piece.
Now just listen to two different ways that Long Long showed us you can play that familiar melody. The first time, he's going to hit all the right notes, but the second time, his fingers will tell a story.
Because you can just put your hands, you know. It's quite easy, you know. But it's very hard to make. So we have to play art, you know, not just the note. You know, those pieces cannot just play like a type machine.
Yeah.
It need to already play like you are part of it.
That makes me wonder what goes through your mind as you're playing. Stating the obvious, you're not thinking, okay, C sharp next. You're feeling the keyboard, right? You're feeling.
Yeah, so first of all, you know, you're like a searching machine, you know, you're kind of scan the whole harmonic changes, cadence, and then you start with everything you can learn from what the Beethoven really wants, you know, all the dynamic remarks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start, you know, kind of directing yourself. You're like kind of a music director. You start thinking about who the character comes, what age, how does she or he looks, and who are he or she with. And then you create the whole, the house look like, the mountain looks like, the water looks like, what color it is. And then you start to go with the music to find the dramatic turn.
It sounds to me like you are composing a movie in your head and making the music the soundtrack to that movie.
Yes, it's exactly like that.
What advice would you have for people who are trying to play these classic songs and maybe know they're never going to play them the way you do, but want to play their best?
You know, when I start teaching any kid, I always like to say, maybe you should play this chopstick song, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I always say, you know, when you play something, don't play exactly the same. Eh? So you do one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. And then also, you know, what you do, you can make a crescendo and, you know, diminuendo, like. And then you can make it really, really, really soft. You kind of you take a breath, and then hold the air, and then start. And let it out. You know, so in a way that music, you need to really use your imaginations and use the dynamics, use the expression, you know, to do, and then don't feel shame about it.
Long Long has mastered some of the most difficult piano parts, yet at our grand piano showed you don't need much music at all to make a statement.